It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation is dividing on party lines around President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion relief package. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
In a floor speech Wednesday, Western Slope Representative Lauren Boebert attacked the proposal as a boondoggle. She argued plenty of money from past relief bills remains unspent, and that Biden's proposal is mainly a vehicle for advancing liberal priorities.
How does killing more jobs by doubling the federal minimum wage help reopen our economy?
But in the Senate, Democrat Michael Bennett argued Biden's plan would have a huge impact on poor families, in part by massively increasing the child tax credit.
I can't think of anything that we could do that would better recognize the structural nature of the challenges the American people are facing.
Colorado's other senator, John Hickenlooper, is part of a bipartisan group that's met with the Biden administration about the relief effort. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Four Democratic state lawmakers who are also mothers of young children are behind legislation to help families in need pay for diapers. CPR's public affairs reporter Banda Berkland has more.
The legislation would direct $4 million from the state's general budget over the next 2 years to pay for diapers. Democratic Representative Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez says the need has grown even more because so many people have lost their jobs during the pandemic and they can't afford diapers.
We need to make sure that parents are getting the things that they need for their children.
Any request for state funds will compete with a lot of other proposals in what's expected to be a tight budget. State lawmakers return to the Capitol on February 16th. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Bear encounters in Colorado were down slightly in 2020 from the year before, but wildlife officials say human-bear interactions are still too high. Last year, the state got about 5,000 reports about bears. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Jason Clay says 30% of those were because of trash.
Bears are very smart animals, and they want to spend the least amount of effort to get the most calories that they can. So it's not just trash. Bird feeders are a major problem. People leaving pet food out. Garage is wide open, and the bear can come in and get into the freezer.
Bear encounters happen all along the Front Range and in the western part of the state. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.